Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
All right, let's do it. Stat or Story time. The hot dog burps are starting.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a little smelly in here.
That's my guy.
That's going to be what ruins it for Danny and Dusty.
It will be. We're down to our last dog, Living Dangerously. I got 38 minutes. We'll see if I can finish with some time to spare. You want me to start off today?
Yeah,
you want me to fire off right out of the gate here?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Stat or Story.
Okay.
Your number, ladies and gentlemen, is 4. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is your number. Is it the number after last night of 50-point games for Nikola Jokic this season? He had 61 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists.
450-plus point games
on the season.
Right.
Or is it the number of movies that will release in 2028 in the first ever
story?
Bingeable theatrical experience.
I'm a theater nerd.
Thanks, Riggins. Could have at least made him guess. See, he would have had no clue.
Story.
He would have had no clue.
Four straight bingeable.
You could have just held on to it. You could have just said politely, Swag, I know the answer to this. Why don't I allow you to participate in the game before I ruin Dirt Stat or Story?
It's a big deal. It's a Beatles.
They're doing a Beatles thing. Okay. All four movies. There's a different movie for every guy.
There's
they're all going to release.
We don't find out who the fifth Beatle is.
No, there's no fifth Beatle. There's four of them. We all know who the fifth Beatle was, and she ruined the band. But anyways, I digress.
Did she ruin the band, or did she free the soul?
Jokic has 2 50-point games on the season. That's it. Here's my Stat or Story. I don't know.
Maybe do a better job. Sounds like a you problem.
There you go. All right, give me your stupid numbers. I hate this stupid segment.
Your number is...
I'm eating my hot dog.
Your number is 21.
Ooh.
21.
Deion Sanders.
Prime time.
3 touchdowns.
Well, you need the extra points, too.
Legal drinking age. Sorry, go ahead.
I actually deserve that. I don't know why I cut you off. I got so excited about that.
I mean, just let it play. We could have talked about it. It's a fascinating movie story. You ruined the whole thing.
Are you excited about a Beatles movies?
Or would you ever see... Well, all right, let me tell my story before I was rudely interrupted by Riggins Jr. over here.
My dad gave me my name.
They're making 4 biopics of the Beatles. Biopics.
Sure.
Biopics.
Which one would you say?
Biopic.
What did I say?
Well, you said
them both.
You said
what did I say first?
Biopic.
Okay. That. They're making one for each Beatle.
Okay.
So they're going to have their individual movie, and they're all going to release on the same day.
Nobody's watching Ringo.
Nobody cares about you, Ringo. And it's going to be the first bingeable theatrical experience. So essentially, you buy a ticket and you go watch 4 consecutive movies. Could you guys do that?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Our Barbenheimer.
How long is the gap in between? Like, how much of
it's got to be at
how
least
long's
a
my hot
hour.
Dog break in between movies?
So I go watch it at Clackamas Mall. That's
you
my
gotta
movie.
You got to give people 15, 20 minutes.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Break.
Yeah. I need to refresh.
I got to breathe a little bit. I need to see the sun a little bit.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
when
that's
I Barbenheimered, it was movie credits. My brain is processing. My God, Barbie started 5 minutes ago, the previews. We had to get up. We had to run. We went to the Barbie theater.
Mm.
So we Barbenheimered. Cool. But if I do 2 back-to-back, I need a 30-minute.
And that became like the Barbenheimer thing became like a trend that people were doing because the movies came out. This is like legit. This is getting
this
built
is in
for
the
this
same theater. Like you're going to.
Yes,
sit down
it's legitimately. There's 4 consecutive movies and they're all it's like you binge a TV show. They're going to have you. They want it to be a bingeable theatrical experience.
Is there anything about ticket prices?
I do not know that or the length of the movies. I know they release in 2028, April in 2028.
I need those movies to be an hour 15 each.
Do you guys know any of these guys? Harris Dickinson is John Lennon.
Doesn't ring a bell by name.
Paul Mescal is
is a beautiful looking man.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Barry Cogan.
What was the Harrison guy's name?
Harris Dickinson.
Harris Dickinson.
He is John Lennon.
Okay.
He's got a big role. Barry Keoghan is Ringo Starr.
Oh, Harris Dickinson. He was in the Baby Girl movie, I think. Yeah, with Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
He was the young, hot sex toy.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Okay.
And Joseph Quinn is George Harrison.
Joseph Quinn. So. Stranger Things. He's Eddie.
Oh!
Rock on, man!
Okay, yeah. I like Eddie. Yeah. All right, I know that name.
Yeah.
There you go. So there's my story.
That's a great story.
Thank you. I thought so, too.
Good job.
Thank you.
Proud of you, bud.
Really right. good. Now I'm going to finish my hot dog.
21.
Right. 21. Felt really good about that.
The number is 21.
21.
Are we ready for this?
I'm ready.
Is the number 21 the age of R.I.P. Val Kilmer, in which he was accepted into Juilliard, which at the time was the youngest of anybody accepted into Juilliard Drama School? Or is it the percentile of one Scooter Henderson in turnover percentage this season?
That's not very good.
No, that's quite literally awful.
That's not very good. I'm going to lean on you on this one. So you got a thespian in your family.
I do.
What do we know about Juilliard? What's the age of the Juilliard?
My instinct tells me that somebody younger than 21 has been admitted to Juilliard. So.
Isn't it technically, is it a college? Is it like, is it a,
it's
like
a drama? It's an acting.
I know it's like an acting, yeah.
It's a conservatory preparatory school.
Okay.
But I don't think it's... I'm going to go stat.
I'm going to go stat, too. I'm going to lean on you there.
You guys are both going stat, yeah. And I would say...
Wow.
Too obvious.
No, it was a story. Yes, Val Kilmer. I'll get to that in a second. Scooter Henderson.
What's his turnover rate?
17.1, which would put him in the 14th percentile. It's actually, he's even worse than...
Ouch.
Tamani is 21 percentile turnover percentage. Yeah. By the way, this is VA cleaning the glass. This is basically, how often does the player turn the ball over when possessing it?
Yes.
He is in the 14th percentile in the association. Scooter's had a...
That's not good.
...improved season. That department, he is not very good. Yes, Val Kilmer, RIP, passed away last night.
This is sad, man. I love Val Kilmer.
I do, too. Didn't like Val Kilmer at first, actually, when I was introduced to him. I hated him as Batman.
That's when you were introduced to him?
It was like 1995.
Yeah,
how
it was
old
right
do you
in
think
your childhood.
I've seen some of his older movies now, but
what is
as
the
a
first
kid,
one you think of when I say Val Kilmer? What's the first one? Not an easy one.
Tombstone.
To name. Tombstone for you?
Of the movies?
Well, of the movies.
Top Gun, I mean.
I know. That's why.
The Iceman.
For me, it's Tombstone, but I'm curious what it is for everybody
I think
else.
It's Top Gun. I'm going Top Gun.
Top
Gun?
It's either Heat or Top Secret.
Heat is another great one, too. Or Top Secret.
Top Secret is a gem if you haven't seen it.
So, yeah, that came out in 1984. Neither of us were alive. Here's some interesting stuff about
Real
Val
Genius
Kilmer.
Is pretty spectacular, too.
Couple of fun facts about Val Kilmer. I think he deserves some airtime today.
Yes.
Okay. Val Kilmer, underrated movie star. 1995, these are just fun facts about him. Learned about his divorce from his first wife watching CNN in a hotel room. Imagine that's how you find out you're getting divorced.
Wow, that's news to me.
He turned down the role of Pony Boy in The Outsiders.
Really?
Yep. He turned down Patrick Swayze's role in Dirty Dancing.
Oopsies.
He didn't want to be perceived as a hunk. That is like, what? He got the role in Heat. You mentioned Heat.
Yeah.
He got that role because Keanu Reeves ended up backing out at the very last second. So they called Val Kilmer. I mentioned he was Batman, which just the only good thing I think about that movie is maybe Jim Carrey is the Riddler.
Yeah, that was a rough era for Batman.
I mean,
I'll give you that. Like, of all his legacy, somebody had that in a tweet when they announced his passing, RIP, to and they claimed Batman, the star of Batman. Everybody's like, that's the movie you go with in an RIP tweet for Val Kilmer?
I mean, at least he wasn't George Clooney nipples Batman.
No, it wasn't that bad.
It's
just 90s Batmans were not.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman was a love interest.
They lost their path a little bit there.
Well, they went way too comic booky the way they looked aesthetically. What was another? I had one more. Oh, and he turned down the role of Denzel Washington's character in Crimson Tide.
Really?
In fact, wow. Came back to say it's probably the role he regrets
the most,
turning down the most. He used to write poetry for Michelle Pfeiffer. No idea what's happening there, but incredibly jealous because that's the Catwoman for me.
Yeah, that's Michelle Pfeiffer.
And just unfortunate that what happened to him with his throat cancer because it changed everything. If you saw Top Gun Maverick, Obviously, his character, Iceman, passes away in that movie.
Right.
Which made me confused walking out of, did Val Kilmer die during the taping of, or the making of this movie?
Right.
He did not, but he passed away yesterday. A fantastic career. One of the all-time greats.
I'm going to go watch Tombstone this weekend, just because. All right, what do you got, Swag?
Number is 22.
22.
22. Is it the number of Final Four appearances Duke has made with this appearance coming up this weekend in San Antonio? John Shire taking them there will be number 22. Or is it the age of two members of the Royal Air Force who were recently convicted of vandalism as they took apart one of the several Paddington Bear statues that have been placed around London as part of the Paddington to Peru movie, or from Peru, or whatever it is.
They took apart a bear?
Yes.
They were both 22, is what you're saying?
Yes.
I mean, they've been to so many Final Fours.
22, though, is...
That's a lot of Final Fours.
I'm going to say
story. How many titles did Coach K win?
Five.
Five titles. There's five right there. This year would make six. Mm-hmm. So I only need 16 more. That's it.
Yeah, but say that out loud.
I only need 16 more Final Fours.
I'm going to go story, but I'm not going to give a dirt logic. I'm just going to lean story.
I feel like old dirt, pre-hot dog dirt would tell you, like I did for your guess, that that's way too many Final Fours. I'm going to go opposite. I'm now guessing the opposite of what my intelligence is telling me.
Right.
I'm going to say this is a stat.
Should be an order in which we guessed.
It is.
So I'm right.
You're correct.
Yeah.
This is the 18th Final Four appearance for Duke. Third most of any school behind North Carolina and UCLA.
You're damn right they're behind North Carolina.
That is correct. North Carolina has 21. UCLA has 19.
You're going to catch us.
This is from our friends at Huffington Post. Daniel Heath and William Lawrence, both 22 engineers in the Royal Air Force, admitted in a court they were responsible for a March 2nd vandalism in Newbury, the home of Paddington creator Michael Bond. So with the latest Paddington movie going on, they put all these Paddington statues or sculpt, I don't know what they are, but they're on like park benches and out in public places all over the place. There's a Paddington trail you can now go walk on as a walking tour. But the judge in his statement and sentencing said Paddington Bear is a beloved cultural icon with children and adults alike. He represents kindness, tolerance, and promotes integration and acceptance in our society. Your actions were the antithesis of everything Paddington stands for.
I would tell you, Dirt, Paddington, have you ever seen Paddington?
I have not seen Paddington.
They're
I showed the little guy Winnie the Pooh the other day. He was very
interested
in Winnie
goes
the
back,
Pooh.
We had in my elementary school, I can't remember, it was like second
Paddington's
or third
been
grade,
around forever.
A giant 8-foot Paddington Bear.
But they made the movies recently, and they got another one coming out. I would tell you, kind of poo-pooed it, I would say this is the movie version of Bluey. It's just
really
a good, wholesome,
delightful little movie.
Delightful little movie with a cute little digital character that's a bear living with humans, and nobody talks about why that happens, but
who cares?
It's very watchable. It's not an awful children's movie to have on, is what I would say.
Yep.
Interesting.
So they got community service work, and were ordered to each pay £2,725 to cover the cost of repairing.
Nice little
Paddington.
Fine right there.
By the way, Val Kilmer also turned down the role that Kevin Bacon played in Apollo 13.
Wow.
Dude's got some credentials.
Near misses.
Like,
could have been even better.
Yeah, had he not said no to a couple of those movies.
I've never saw the Doors movie where he played Jim Morrison. Was that a good movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never. That's one I never saw.
I think you need to be into the Doors, though.
The Doors are interesting. Yeah. Jim Morrison's a musical legend, I'll grant you that.
Lived in New Mexico, just like Gene Hackman. What is
he
it
did.
What's in New Mexico?
I think they like the peaceful, serene nature, the cacti,
just
if you will.
Just the desert scene?
Just the desert scene.
Okay.
So,
what's going to happen?
We went a little long there.
Swag.
We've got to go now.
Are we in trouble?
We are.